Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into Centennial.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and their venture studio. And what they do is they build businesses from the ground up.
From scratch.
From scratch, yeah.
Wow.
2 to 4 new ventures every single year.
Every year.
Yeah. So whether you are a student and, you know, maybe you're thinking about entrepreneurship as a career, or if you're an investor looking for a new opportunity, this deep dive should have something for you.
So what I think is really fascinating about Centennial is how they do it.
Okay.
They've got this really intriguing approach.
Yeah.
They call it Chicago-style mission-driven venture building.
Okay, so I got to admit, Chicago-style venture building sounds a little...
niche.
Yeah, niche.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
So it's really all about substance over flash,
mm-hmm.
you know, rolling up your sleeves and doing the work with integrity.
Right.
That classic Chicago work ethic.
Yeah.
They're not just chasing trends. They're building businesses that are designed to last.
Mm. So it's less about like a fancy Silicon Valley pitch and more about building something real,
yeah.
something tangible.
Remember that Carl Sandburg poem about Chicago?
Yeah.
The city of big shoulders.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's that same spirit, that grit and determination that Centennial brings to the startup world.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So then how does the mission-driven part fit in?
Okay.
Are they talking about social impact ventures only?
It's broader than that.
Oh, okay.
They're looking for ventures that address real needs in the market. Well, businesses that can make a positive impact while also generating strong returns.
So they're not just like throwing money at any idea.
Right.
They have a specific vision, a focus on building companies that can both do good and do well.
Right. And that's what makes them so interesting to investors. They're not your typical venture capital firm.
Mm-hmm.
They're hands-on builders with a long-term perspective.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Let's get into the nuts and bolts now.
Okay.
What does their venture building process actually look like?
They've got this structured approach that they call the 333 model.
333.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about focus and efficiency.
Okay.
They invest $3 million, they give the venture a 3-year runway, and they aim for a 3x return on their investment.
That sounds pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that translate to actual results?
Okay.
What makes them so confident in achieving those 3x returns?
Well, they've got a pretty impressive track record.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one way to measure this is it's a metric called the Sharpe ratio.
Okay.
They have a Sharpe ratio of 1.69.
Okay.
Which is significantly higher than other asset classes.
Got it.
Now, what this metric basically tells you is how much return you can expect for the level of risk you're taking.
Okay.
A higher Sharpe ratio means better risk-adjusted returns, and Centennial's number.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's quite attractive.
So for investors, it's not just about the potential return, it's about the reliability of those returns.
Right.
They're minimizing risk while maximizing their chances of success.
Exactly. And that comes from their disciplined approach and their focus on building sustainable businesses, not just chasing quick flips.
Okay. This all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this sounds great for investors.
Mm-hmm.
But what about aspiring entrepreneurs?
Right.
What's in it for them?
Well, Centennial really believes in developing talent alongside their ventures.
Okay.
They have this great saying, entrepreneurship is an apprenticeship.
I like that.
It's about learning by doing, you know, getting your hands dirty and building something from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
They provide the resources, the mentorship, and the environment for aspiring entrepreneurs to thrive.
So they're not just building businesses, they're building entrepreneurs.
Exact.
That's an interesting approach.
Yeah.
So what kind of support do they offer?
So they have a team of experienced builders that work closely with each venture,
mm-hmm.
providing guidance and support at every stage of the process.
Right.
Plus, they have something called the Centennial Primer. It's a free online resource that documents their best practices for building successful businesses.
Oh, wow.
It's like a playbook for entrepreneurs, constantly updated with their latest insights and learnings.
Wow. So they're really sharing their secret sauce.
Yeah.
That's pretty generous.
It is. And it speaks to their commitment to building an ecosystem of entrepreneurship.
Okay.
You know, they want to see others succeed, even those who aren't directly working with them.
Now, one thing that really struck me in the research was their sources of inspiration.
Okay.
A fighter pilot strategist.
Yeah.
And Motown Records.
Yeah.
What's the connection there?
At first glance, it does seem a bit strange.
Yeah. A little bit.
But there's a deeper logic at play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with the fighter pilot, John Boyd.
Oh, okay.
He's the one who supposedly made nerds out of fighter pilots.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not.
Well, it is.
But I get what they're going for.
Boyd was all about breaking down complex systems into repeatable processes.
He demystified air combat, turning intuition into documented strategies.
Okay.
That's what Centennial is doing with entrepreneurship, creating a system for consistent, repeatable success.
I'm starting to see it. Okay.
Yeah.
So then what about Motown? How does a record label fit into this?
So Motown was a hit-making machine.
Yeah.
Think about it. They had multiple songwriting teams.
Right.
Rigorous quality control.
Yeah.
Specialized production.
Right.
And a deep understanding of their audience.
Yeah.
They churned out hit after hit by systematizing the process.
So are they saying that Centennial is like the Motown of venture studios?
Exactly.
Creating hits in the business world?
Precisely.
That's a cool analogy.
It really highlights the importance of having a structure, a framework for success.
Okay, but ultimately it comes down to the businesses themselves.
Right.
What kind of companies are they building?
They have a really diverse portfolio,
Okay. Ranging
from pet care to behavioral health services.
Huh?
And each venture is carefully chosen for its potential for growth and impact.
Let's take a look at some specific examples.
Okay.
What are some of the companies in their portfolio that really stand out to you?
So one that really caught my eye is Everloved.
Okay.
They provide pet end-of-life care.
Oh, wow.
Including compassionate in-home euthanasia services.
It's a sensitive topic.
It is.
But it's a growing need.
It is, as more and more people consider their pets to be part of their family.
Right.
Their compassionate approach and focus on personalized care has really resonated with pet owners.
Okay, that's really smart.
Yeah.
They've identified a need that's often overlooked, and they're providing a service that's both practical and emotionally valuable.
Exactly.
What other companies are they working with?
Another interesting one is the Autism Therapy Group.
Okay.
They provide pediatric behavioral health services for children with autism, specializing in applied behavior analysis therapy.
Right.
They're addressing a critical need for specialized care, and they're doing it with a focus on evidence-based practices.
So it sounds like they're not just filling a gap in the market, they're raising the standard of care.
Exactly. And that's a common thread across Centennial's portfolio.
Yeah.
They're not just building businesses. They're building businesses that improve lives.
Which brings us back to their mission-driven approach.
Right.
It's more than just a buzzword.
Right.
It's woven into the fabric of every venture they create.
Right. They're proving that you can do good and do well at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not an either proposition.
So who are the people behind all of this?
Okay.
Who are the masterminds driving Centennial?
So the operating partners of Centennial are Mark Jackson and Jeff Beseda.
And they come from pretty diverse backgrounds, right?
Yes. They have decades of experience in banking, consulting, finance, and operations.
Wow.
They've seen it all, and they bring that wealth of experience to every venture they build.
It sounds like they have the perfect blend of business acumen and hands-on experience to guide these companies to success.
Yeah.
What are they like as people?
So they're both down-to-earth, approachable guys.
Okay. Who are passionate about building businesses that matter.
Okay.
Mark is a dedicated family man and a former long-distance runner.
Okay.
While Jeff is a die-hard Chicago Cubs fan.
All right.
And plays in an old man soccer league.
Oh, wow.
They're proof that you can be a successful entrepreneur and still have a life outside of work.
That's great to hear. They're not just all business all the time.
Right.
It makes them seem more relatable, more human.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about their unique Chicago style approach, their impressive 333 model, their commitment to developing entrepreneurial talent,
mm-hmm.
and their portfolio of impactful businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But before we wrap up this part of the deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a thought.
Okay.
Could Centennial's model be the future of entrepreneurship?
Hmm.
A system for repeatable success, a focus on building both businesses and people, and a deep commitment to making a positive impact on the world?
It's a fascinating question. It is. And one that we will continue to explore in the next part of our deep dive.
Awesome.
We'll dig deeper into their portfolio companies, examine the challenges and opportunities of their approach, and explore the broader implications of their success.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Centennial.
Before the break, we were just starting to discuss whether their model could be the future of entrepreneurship.
Right. It's a big question.
It is a bold question, but Centennial is doing some really innovative things.
Yeah.
I'm particularly intrigued by their focus on developing talent.
Yeah.
It's not just about investing in companies. It's about investing in people.
It's kind of like a master-apprentice relationship.
they're guiding the next generation of entrepreneurs, not just giving them money, but sharing their knowledge and experience.
Yeah. And that Centennial Primer is a perfect example.
Right.
They're literally giving away their playbook, sharing their insights with anyone who's hungry to learn.
That's right.
It's a powerful statement, you know.
Yeah.
They're not afraid of competition. They want to raise the bar for the entire industry.
Exactly.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk more about their portfolio companies.
Okay.
We briefly touched on Everloved and the Autism Therapy Group.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the key factors behind their success?
So both companies tap into growing markets with a high need for specialized services.
Right.
Everloved is addressing the emotional side of pet ownership,
yeah,
providing support during a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
Their compassionate approach and focus on personalized care have really resonated with pet owners.
It's smart.
Yeah.
They've identified a need that's often overlooked, and they're providing a service that's both practical and emotionally valuable.
It's true.
And the Autism Therapy Group is meeting the growing demand for high-quality autism services.
Yeah, definitely.
Their focus on evidence-based practices and individualized treatment plans really sets them apart.
They're not just filling a gap in the market. They're raising the standard of care.
Right, exactly.
And that's a common thread I see across Centennial's portfolio.
Yeah.
They're not just building businesses. They're building businesses that improve lives.
Which brings us back to their mission-driven approach.
Right.
It's more than just a buzzword. It's woven into the fabric of every venture they create.
They're proving that you can do good and do well at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not an either proposition.
Now let's talk a bit more about the founders, Mark Jackson and Jeff Beseda.
Okay.
We touched on their backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
but I'm curious about what drew them to this specific model of venture building.
So they both have extensive experience in building and scaling businesses. They've seen firsthand the challenges that startups face, and they wanted to create a system that would increase the odds of success.
So they're not just investors, they're operators.
Right.
They understand the grind, the day-to-day realities of building a business from the ground up.
They do.
And that experience informs everything they do.
Yeah.
They're not just writing checks. They're rolling up their sleeves and working alongside their teams. I can see how that hands-on approach would be appealing to both entrepreneurs and investors.
For sure.
It's a signal that they're truly committed to the success of each venture.
It is.
And their combined expertise in banking, consulting, finance, and operations gives them a really unique perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They can see the big picture while also understanding the details that matter.
Yeah.
But even with the best systems and the smartest people,
right,
building a business is never easy.
It's true.
What are some of the challenges that Centennial faces?
I think one challenge is finding the right balance between structure and flexibility.
Okay.
They have this repeatable process,
mm-hmm.
but they also need to adapt to the unique needs of each venture.
It's that classic tension between process and innovation.
Right.
You know, too much structure can stifle creativity,
yeah.
but too little can lead to chaos.
Exactly.
Another challenge is attracting and retaining top talent.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they need to build teams that are both skilled and passionate about the mission.
Yeah, especially in today's competitive job market.
Yeah.
Finding the right people is crucial.
Right.
And it's not just about technical skills. It's about finding people who share their values and their vision.
Right. They need people who are excited about building businesses that make a difference.
Yeah.
Not just chasing a paycheck.
Yeah. Definitely.
So what does the future hold for Centennial?
Okay.
What are their goals and what kind of impact do they hope to make?
They're ambitious.
Okay.
They want to prove that their model can work across a wide range of industries.
So they're not content with just building a few successful companies.
No.
They want to change the way businesses are built.
Exactly. They want to demonstrate that their Chicago-style approach can be a model for others.
Okay.
A way to create businesses that are both profitable and purpose-driven.
That's a powerful vision.
It is.
And if they're successful, it could have a ripple effect throughout the entire entrepreneurial ecosystem. Imagine a world where more businesses are focused on solving real problems, creating jobs, and making a positive impact on society.
That's the kind of future that Centennial is working towards.
It's an inspiring thought, and it makes you wonder, what role can each of us play in shaping that future?
Yeah.
Whether we're aspiring entrepreneurs, seasoned investors, or simply curious observers, we all have a part to play.
Absolutely. We can support businesses that are making a difference, invest in companies that align with our values, and encourage entrepreneurs who are trying to build a better world.
And perhaps we can even draw inspiration from Centennial's model.
Yeah.
whether we're starting our own ventures or simply looking for ways to make a positive impact in our own lives.
So as we move into the final part of our deep dive, let's reflect on what we've learned about Centennial and consider how their story might inform our own journeys.
So we spent this whole episode unpacking Centennial, this venture studio that just cranks out 2 to 4 fully formed businesses every year.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing. You know, for our listeners, students especially, what are the biggest takeaways about their approach?
I think what's so refreshing about Centennial is that they're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
You know, they have this structured, almost scientific approach to venture building.
Yeah.
And they've taken inspiration from some pretty unlikely places like fighter pilot strategy and Motown Records to create a repeatable process for success.
Yeah, that John Boyd analogy really clicked for me.
Right.
He took something as complex and seemingly intuitive as air combat and broke it down into a system that, you know, anyone could learn.
Right.
Centennial seems to be doing the same thing for entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and the Motown comparison really highlights their emphasis on quality control.
Right.
Just like Motown had their famous quality control meetings.
Oh, yeah.
To ensure every song was a potential hit.
Yeah.
Centennial has these built-in checks and balances throughout their process to make sure each venture is on the right track.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just launching businesses. They're launching businesses designed to win.
And for investors, that consistency, that focus on minimizing risk while maximizing returns has to be incredibly appealing.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That sharp ratio of 1.69 speaks volumes.
Does.
It tells investors that Centennial is generating strong returns, but they're also managing risk. Effectively. They're not just gambling.
Yeah.
They're playing a strategic game.
It's smart.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the numbers.
Right.
Their commitment to building mission-driven businesses resonates with, you know, a growing number of investors who are looking for opportunities to make a positive impact.
They're proving that you can generate strong financial returns while also addressing real needs in the market. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's bring it back to that central question. Could Centennial's model be the future of entrepreneurship?
I think it's a fascinating question to ponder.
It is.
You know, if more venture studios adopted this approach, this blend of structure, mentorship, and mission-driven focus, you know, it could have a significant impact on the entrepreneurial landscape.
Imagine a world where startups had a higher chance of success.
Yeah.
Where more entrepreneurs were equipped with the tools and resources they need to thrive. And where more businesses are focused on solving real problems and making a positive impact.
It's a compelling vision.
It is.
And Centennial's showing that it's not just a pipe dream.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
And maybe, just maybe, they're the catalyst for a new wave of entrepreneurship.
Right.
One that's more sustainable, more impactful, and more accessible to all.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, whether you're dreaming of starting your own business or simply curious about the future of entrepreneurship, Centennial's story offers valuable lessons and a healthy dose of inspiration.
It really does.
So go out there, explore your ideas, build something amazing.
Yeah.
And remember, you don't have to go it alone.
That's right.
There are resources out there. There are mentors and communities that are ready to support you on your journey.
It's true.
That's it for our deep dive into Centennial.
That's it for today.
We'll see you next time, ready to explore another fascinating topic, another corner of the world.
Another adventure in knowledge.
Until then, keep diving deep.
Keep diving deep.